Ladies and gentlemen, we have a special guest in the building. He's cooking up some good shit this year. He's starting up his catering company. My man, the ambassador to every show out there that's Finn related, Chef Jew. What's going on, Chef Jew?
What's going on, Shake Money? What's going on, Crypto? How y'all boys doing?
What's happening? Shaking Chef Jew in the house.
Hell yeah.
Yes, sir.
On the road again.
Hell yeah. Can't wait to see my load again. So we about to get into some picks, and we're gonna talk about Chef Jew's up and coming catering business, and we're gonna make some picks while we're at it. So I'm gonna get myself some ice. I got a little pina colada. We're gonna be trying, so hang tight. We'll be back. All right. So first, let's get down to business. First, real quick, first game, Patriots at the New York Jets. This one's underway as we speak. What do you got, Chef Jew? It's on the way right now. It's tied up at nothing as we speak. 5 minutes left to go in the first quarter.
Well, you already know how I feel about these Jets, you do, and the Patriots.
Yeah.
I just feel like Patriots may get this win. They may get this win tonight. I mean, the only thing I see the Jets have is just a defense. The offense is not like gelling that everybody expected to be, you know, like beginning before the season started.
Yeah.
When they picking them to be in the Super Bowl, I'm like, wow, that's a disrespect to everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like tonight, I feel like the Patriots are going to find a way. They're at home, right?
Oh, no, they're at New York.
Just a road game,
bro. They're going to have to win it. They got to win that there. I'm going to say the Patriots.
Yeah, Patriots.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm going to go with the Jets. And Crypto, what say you?
I've already made my selection on my Yahoo Fantasy, and I actually picked the Jets. So I'm penciled in with the Jets when I did my Yahoo Fantasy.
I forgot to put in mine, so I got to put in the Jets.
Yeah.
So that's my bad.
Did you pick anybody else?
No,
I'm gonna stop for the other ones.
Yeah, I still got time for the other ones. I'm gonna be picking them as we speak.
Okay.
All right, now. Here we go.
Tell color he's on 32. He has a pick as much gold.
At least I'm not going to be last place.
Right.
All right.
Oh, man.
Let's see. All right. And right out of the gate, we have the W Energy drink. We all know W Energy drink. Calio cream is my favorite one. Tastes like an orange creamsicle. Try to sample a pack. You click the link in the description below. You get 10% automatically off on your orders. Click the link.
Right.
It's a change of pace. You add some to your water. You stay hydrated. It's a good, no crash. No, it's, you know, made with real coffee extracts. You know, they make really good product. And trust me, I think, W Energy drink is a really good product. And again, you don't have the jitters, you don't crash. So with that being said, and I'll tell you what, especially with Grand Theft Auto, the new Grand Theft Auto coming out next fall, I'm gonna get me a tub on deck, and I'm going on vacation. I'm gonna be playing GTA 6 all week long. So, that being said, the energy drink, we got the battle of the two undefeateds, which we never thought we'd see: the undefeated Chargers at 2-0, taking on the 2-0 Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Crypto, you get to go first. You went last, or you get to go first.
I am going to pick the Chargers to upset the Steelers. Not upset. They both evenly match. I'll go with the Chargers. I think they're a little bit more balanced. Even though the Steelers have been playing good defense and running. And I'm going to go ahead for the Chargers to pull this one out. And give the Steelers this first their first loss. And the Chargers keep pace with the division being in lead in the division.
Well, I'm gonna be like
Wiz Khalifa. The team to be in first place.
I'm gonna be like Wiz Khalifa, black and yellow, black and yellow, black and yellow, and cement their lead in the AFC North, baby. I'm going with the Steelers. Chef Jew,
I'm gonna take Chargers. I'm gonna go with. I got nothing against the Steelers. I just know Chargers been playing ball lately. I wish we did have Jim Harbaugh. Oh my gosh, it's Jim, right?
Jim Harbaugh. Crypto. I think I know why, because Crypto met him in person with Stephen D.
Yep. I met him in person at the baseball game. Watch him. See, even Jim Harbaugh made his way from Michigan just to see the beloved Cubs. You know, that's what he did. Lose. Man. You see the beloved Cubs roll.
They're like the Utah Jazz. I can't believe they still a franchise. But anyway, everybody knows the White Sox is the best team in Chicago. No, everybody knows the best team in Chicago is the White Sox. We all know that.
No, the worst. The Bulls, the White and Bears, Sox. Bad.
The White Sox, baby.
No.
I'm gonna go with the
Purple Sox.
Once they stump out the Cubs, they get Red Sox. But anyway, go ahead. What are you saying, Jeff?
We'll go with Chargers. We'll go with Chargers. They both is evenly matched. You already know both of them. They got a good defense and everything. I just see what because I was listening earlier to someone was talking about the Chargers, how well they are playing, how Jim Harbaugh is doing well with Herbert. And how he's not having him do too much, you know, allowing him to just run the offense and just manage the game. That's it. Don't do any silliness and stuff. He has been really doing it. And that's the thing that we need. But I'm gonna stick with Chargers.
Jarvis Landry. Alrighty. Holy shit. That's what's up. I love me some juice, man.
Undefeated.
Yeah, man.
All right. We have the shockingly, and we have this clip. I think you said the Saints are 2-0 right now. Everybody thought they were finished. I think Crypto was one of the ones on record. And what's funny is you're on saying the Arizona Cardinals are going to be first in the division. And I tell you what, you know so far.
That's what they are. Yeah.
They're same. We have that. We have that on wax. But anyway, shockingly, the Saints are shockingly really good team. At least, again, this is we see teams fizzle out after week eight. So we we're not crowning anybody like who's that guy who they had that meltdown? Crown him.
Dennis Green.
We're not crowning. Yeah, Dennis Green. We're not crowning anybody. But yeah, Saints into an impressive start so far. Derek Carr is looking well, and so with that being said, we have the 2-0 Saints and the 1-1, which the coach is in the hot seat right now. That's crazy. We Philadelphia has a coach that took their team to the Super Bowl, and is on their coach is on the hot seat, and we haven't got a playoff win, and he's fine. He shouldn't be on the hot seat. I should tell you right there the difference. I don't know, man.
That's a fan driven league, you know.
Mm-hmm. You know, dude, I remember this dude threw popcorn on that coach at the Bucks game.
Dang. Oh, who's coach?
Oh, it was a Philadelphia fan. He was visiting. They played Tampa last year in the playoffs. They lost in Tampa, and as the coach was exiting, this guy threw a thing of popcorn at the Eagles coach. Of course, you know he got arrested for that.
Exactly. All right. And banned. Probably got banned man. Too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Joe did. Yeah. So that was his last game at the stadium.
At least that stadium.
Yeah. Right.
So, with that being said, go ahead, Chef Drew. You get the pick again. It's going back to you. So,
I gotta go with Saints.
When the Saints go marching in.
The Saints have really been torching these teams. You did not expect them to come out of the gate going 2-0. You see Carr just doing his thing. The offense is doing their thing. The defense. And you simply beat Cowboys 44-19.
There you go.
In their own stadium. That's a man. I just love the pictures when they see the Cowboy fans. It's just comical to me. It's funny to see them with these looks on these faces. It's funny. It's funny.
No doubt.
Oh man, it's funny. But I'm gonna pick Saints because I like the fact that they are leading the league. In 2 weeks, that's crazy. And for them to do that, they got a system going in place. I don't know what's up with the Eagles. I don't know what's happening with Hurts and the offense. I don't know what's going on. They have not been themselves since the Super Bowl, honestly. I'm going to stay with the Saints. Mm-hmm.
Right now, Philadelphia is plus 130. New Orleans is minus 150. And total is 49 points.
It's going to be a hard game. Both offenses are lighting it up. I mean, playing good, but man, that heartbreaker that they suffered. Oof.
Yeah,
man, Saints are coming hot.
Yeah. I think the Eagles are imploding right now. So I'm gonna have to go with the Saints. What say you, Crypto?
I think I picked the Saints on my pick. I might have to go back. I might change it, but I picked the Saints to win this game in a close, hard fought match.
Oh yeah,
the Eagles just might actually do the reverse and beat the crap out of them.
Yeah,
but you know, and we're gonna be all like, "Damn, that was just a blip on the radar." Right? The Eagles are back, right? I even know the Saints are playing high fly. Uh-huh. They're flying high right now, so they will be there, man. That will be crazy how the Cowboys and what you call all of them are tied, you know. The Giants are only one game out from that division, so there's hope.
And the Broncos, they didn't do so well in Florida last year, so they're going to head down to Florida on the West Coast where I live and play the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Mm-hmm.
Right now, Denver is plus 240. Tampa Bay is minus 290. And the total points are 40 points. So... 40.5. With all that being said, Crypto, who do you got?
I don't see an upset here. I say the Buccaneers continue on playing good defense, and Baker's having his not really a comeback year because he actually had a good year last year, led him to the playoff victory. So he's continuing to continue to show the Bucs fans that he's not only a bridge quarterback, he's a new franchise quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so the Buccaneers win this one with no issues.
I want to get a lead on you, but you know what? At the end of the day, I ain't no dummy.
This is not the game to do it, huh?
No. Even though there was a lot of upsets.
I'll tell you what game you might want to do it on.
There was a lot of upsets last week, though. I can tell you that right now.
Oh, yeah. It was like at least five or six.
Surprise.
I picked two of them. Yeah. I got burned on one, though, with the Colts.
And the Cowboys,
too. I got burned on the Cowboys and Colts. Me not picking Will Levis to freaking pull that game out. What's wrong with me?
I don't know what's up with him. This Manny's cologne crap. I was like, Dude, seriously. Who the heck
what happened? Go
around, who wants to go around smelling like mayonnaise?
Yeah, no, mayonnaise in his coffee. Oh, no, he put mayonnaise in his coffee. He put mayonnaise in his coffee, not cologne.
No, no, they actually have he actually, I remember seeing them saying he had a mayonnaise-inspired cologne. I'm like, who the heck wants to put cologne?
Yeah, oh, I know that is insane.
Hey, listen, maybe
mayonnaise is cologne. Jesus.
Maybe he's in the Dane. listen. I think that's smart. If especially if you're Dane, like if you're into plus size women, hell yeah. What better way to attract them than to smell like a sandwich?
Oh goodness. Yeah, wow. Exactly. You smell like a sandwich, right? I never thought about it that way, Shake. You could attract all the plus size women, right?
Yeah.
Just go put on some mayonnaise, smell it glow.
Wow.
What
is that stench?
Oh man. I'd be like, oh man, you wonder why all the plus size women are flocking to him. Oh my God. Oh, God. That's great.
I was laughing when I heard that. When I heard that, I was like, bro, what the hell? I'm like, okay. That was doing training camp too. He did.
I could see cologne inspired by coffee, but not the mayo.
Yeah.
I could see that, but not, you know, I could see that, you know, where you want to smell like a nice, fresh cup of coffee, you know what I'm saying? With cinnamon. I could see that kind of inspiration, but not the mayo.
Mm-hmm. Hey, girl, you want some meat with mayo, baby?
Oh, man.
Oh, come on, baby. Bring out the best. Bring out the Hellmans.
Damn. Yep.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because I remember they used to put caffeine inside of soaps. Now I'm thinking about the coffee beans and stuff. They do have some shea butters that got coffee like accents, like extract in it.
Extract.
Where they got a different. Yeah, I have seen those before in cosmetics, where coffee beans are a part of the makeup, part of the, you know, the makeup of it. So I have seen that.
Bring your friend. Bring your friend. I'll be the ham in your sandwich. I already got the mayo.
I can hit the mayo.
Oh, dang.
Oh, man. I need a ham in your sandwich.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
I got the mayo, baby.
I got the mayo.
What do you call it? Sandwich. Sandwich.
Yeah.
I guess mayo.
Sandwich, baby.
See, we had mayo, sandwich spread, and Miracle Whip. Yeah. Out of those three, what is the most popular?
We bring out the best. We got the Hellmans.
Hellmans? Okay.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So,
go wrong with that.
So he got Chef Drew, the Saints or the Bucks?
I gotta go Bucks because Broncos.
No, not Bucks. Bucks and Broncos. Yeah, my bad.
No, you good. Bucks because Baker Mayfield, he's doing his thing. They're moving the ball. He's really got command of his offense. The defense is back to what he was before. And the Broncos, I don't know, they just fell completely off. Even when they was with Sean Payton and Russell Wilson, just ever since, they just have not been the same. So I got to go with Bucks in this one. And you know, here's a fun fact. Mm-hmm. Speaking of Baker Mayfield, did y'all realize when he was getting drafted that he put on his Twitter that he wanted to come to Miami? Really, he wanted Miami to pick him?
Oh yeah, remember he was friends with Kenny Stills. Kenny Stills.
Mm-hmm.
Remember he tweeted Kenny Stills because Kenny Stills was Oklahoma. He said, "Hey, get me to the Dolphins."
That's right. Kenny is the Oklahoma guy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And he wanted to come here. He put it on the Miami. Come get me, Miami. I'm like, oh,
yeah, but shit. That was that space Gase, Case Gase. You know how he was, man.
Yeah, coach.
But a lot of people were out on him a couple of years ago, myself included, which I got egg on my face. So you know what I mean.
On who? Who you out on?
I was out on Baker Mayfield a couple of years ago.
On Baker.
Yeah, Baker.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Because he wanted to come here.
I gave him a shot.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
He matured. I could see him. He matured. He gotten better.
He got over that whole, you know, incident of being traded.
Yeah, but you know what? At the end of the day, some people get wake-up calls, you know, and some people don't answer the call. he actually picked up the phone. He goes, "Hey, man, my wake up call is calling me. I had to answer." He answered his wake up call. Yeah. Let's continue. It's still too early to crown him, but he's heading in the right direction, I would say. That's what I want to say. You know what I'm saying? I'm not taking
away from nothing. He won this division for a second straight year and go far in the playoff. Then, he's definitely what you're calling.
Yeah, he's heading in the right direction. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
definitely.
Just saying, keep it up. Keep it up.
Well, so now he's earned his money, even though he didn't get as much as everybody else did. But the money he did get, they've gotten their money worth out of him.
Are you saying Daniel Jones did it?
Daniel Jones is on the rise.
Anyway, let's talk about the Chef Juice. We got the Chef Juice special, but before we get our commercial, let's talk about Chef Juice Catering, man. One of the reasons we brought you on here, man. Tell me what you got going. You were telling me backstage, you got some Thanksgiving specials, you got Christmas specials. And you even talking about delivery. What you got cooking, brother? Literally and figuratively speaking.
Give me 1 second. I'll give 1 second.
All right.
Chef Juice special.
My bad, y'all.
It's all right. Look, I'm here on your Facebook page. You got, here we go, Chef Juice Catering, man. Make sure you go Chef Juice Catering. You got 150 followers. I'm one of them, obviously. Go follow Chef Ju. And look at some of this food, man. That we're gonna Crypto. If you see anything that you like, please feel free to stop me and. Ask questions, you know what I mean? We got the we know you love these cupcakes. Well, what is that, right quick?
Red velvet cheesecake, with red velvet Oreos with a fresh vanilla Chantilly on top.
Okay,
and then we got that going. We did the Mickey Mouse cupcakes, those the holiday cupcakes next to it that you see. Which I got another thing coming up with the holidays, and you see the ones over there, the dolphin cupcakes as well. That's a breakfast sandwich I have done at a
That looks delicious, don't it?
That one's with some Frito. That is with some Frito aioli. A Frito aioli sauce with the almond sandwich. And then we got the banana almond bread. That's
one of my favorites. One of my favorites.
We got the red velvet brownies, swirl brownies. We got the cookies. We got everything.
What's that next to the banana bread in the middle?
Banana bread. That one right there is the red velvet swirl brownies.
Oh God. Oh man, I love that. That what's the one with the little four breads?
The four breads. Oh, that is a. Go ahead and click on it. Oh, yeah, that's a vegetarian paella with gluten-free bread. So I do those things as well, too. Yep. Then we got the banana strawberry French toast.
Oh, man, I like
that. That is a salmon platter with smoked salmon platter with Boston lettuce, boiled eggs, sliced tomatoes, toasted baguette. No, forgive me, grilled baguette. With capers, red onions, and smoked salmon.
I tell you what, anybody with insomnia that's been getting the munchies, I tell you what, but I guarantee you, I could see some people licking the screen as we speak. Holy moly!
Jesus,
damn!
They're licking the screen at 3 a.m.
Hell yeah! They hired in Cootie Brown, dog, and then
Oh. Man,
y'all hit me up. I got my Thanksgiving bake sale. Oh yeah,
let's go through these pictures real quick. Man, this looks nice right here.
That's a blueberry. That's a mouth warning blueberry.
Look like you braided. You look like you braided somebody's hair.
Somebody's hair, yeah, at the top. Yeah.
That is a breakfast that my grandmother asked me to make. Peach French toast with peach glaze with a sausage potato mix and some cheesy scrambled eggs.
Damn, man, your grandma.
Oh, my God. Boy.
That looks
man, good. That plate was clean. When I say that plate was clean, it was clean. Now go to this one. Next one.
I like that one.
That is a, forgive me, that's an egg Benedict.
Okay, it's eggs and ham.
I got eggs, ham, poach. You got a poached egg with also the, I can't remember what that sauce, the hollandaise.
Mm-hmm.
The hollandaise sauce.
And what are those, like hash browns on the side?
Those are seasoned potatoes with red peppers and some other veggies in it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, man.
That's what's
up. Hey, like by you being a chef, have you ever made swordfish before?
Yes.
Now, what's best to make it? I just bought my first. A batch of swordfish. How should I prepare it? Should I bake it, steam it, fry it, broil it?
Most people would saute it. You could grill it, put some salt, pepper, add oil to it, rub it all over it before you put it on the grill. Salt, pepper. You can put some salt, pepper. Forgive me, let me do it right. So you can put oil it first. You can oil it all around, and then add the seasoning to it.
Avocado oil, any kind of oil, mm-hmm. special oil.
Any kind of oil will do. Avocado oil is very good. A lot of people don't know that. Avocado oil is very good. Okay. Use that, oil it all around, the whole fish, and then go ahead and add your seasonings. You can put keep it simple, salt, pepper, or you can add whatever seasoning you want to. You can put it in the oven. Let that put on 350, allow it to cook it, you know, to whatever temperature, because most people like it medium for whatever reason. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. But they like it that way. You can put it, saute it in the saute pan, give it a nice good sear crust and things like that, and put your whatever sauce you want to put with it. Me, I would use, what's that sauce I like? Peanut. It's a.
I'm going to say, what kind of sauce did I put on that? Like, yeah. To prepare for it.
You put puttanesca. If you like red, like tomato sauce with capers, with some salt, pepper, some olive oil, some other seasonings that you like, add that in there. Mm-hmm. Oh, the capers give it a nice earthy salt. It gets like a little salty, but it's so good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good. Okay.
Hey, let me ask you.
I mix it in with the sauce with that. Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's what's up.
You can make the sauce like Crypto. You can make the sauce. And then once you cook the fish the way you want to, you don't want it dry. You want it nice and good. Because a lot of people don't realize when you doing that, put it on slow and add some water to it. And water will like keep it moist and steam and keep a lid on top of it for you don't want it to be dry. Because nobody don't like no dry fish. No. Mm-hmm. Keep that in there. And keep it going. Keep it steamed and keep it nice and soft and flaky.
Well, it's nice and moisture. Like okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was like, man, let me try this. It was on sale. I was like, okay, I can finally try swordfish finally before it changed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to go through all the different ones. Yeah.
Okay, cool. You said swordfish. I thought you said you were sword fighting. I'm like, that's too much information. But I'm glad you're a swordfish.
Mine is in the gutter.
But anyway, hey, so tell me what you got going on with your Christmas and Thanksgiving specials.
So what we got for Thanksgiving, I'm just doing like cookies, cupcakes, and pies. I'm doing like for the cookies, I'm doing pumpkin sugar cookies, butter pecan cookies, brown butter, bourbon pecan, chocolate chunk cookies.
Damn,
oh, I love pecans.
And caramel apple cookies. And then for the cupcakes, go ahead, Shake.
I was saying, settle this debate. Is it pecans or pecans?
Pecans.
Con. I'll say the
say, would I some say people that? Say can, yes. Some say cons. I just say however.
The way pecan you, pie, I say the ons.
If you sell them, you say pecans.
Uh-huh.
Right. That's probably why I got it from my mother, because she's from Memphis. So she used to say pecan pie.
Yeah, give me some of that pecan pie.
Yeah, pecan. So, all right, do you have a price on that yet or no?
Oh yeah, for the cookies, I got like 24 minis for like 16. You get medium, 12 medium size for 18, and large size. You get about 10 of those for $20.
And if you want any special, you deliver, you ship now.
I do deliver. You pay like a $5. Depends on the location you're at. The shipping, that I can already take care of that. I already got the information how to ship it out and get it out to people. You can do it that way.
Like the weekend before I come down, I'm gonna send you what I want. I'm gonna like, you know, that we're not
okay.
Because I'm gonna get the money or whatever.
Yeah, because I'm gonna post these up on Facebook by Friday, by tomorrow.
Yeah,
and Instagram. So I'm gonna have both of them, the both menus posted up.
Tomorrow. You have Crypto's number, Chef Jew?
No. I'll get it from you. Shake.
Yeah. Crypto. I'm gonna give you his number. All right.
Okay.
All right. So you guys could exchange that way.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
All right. For anybody else. You can hit me on Instagram, Facebook at Chef Jew, Chef Jew's Catering on IG or Facebook. If you want to hit me personally, go to chefjewscatering@gmail.com. You can talk to me from there. Or you can hit me up at 786-804-8096. Now you can send me a text. Let me know it's you. Now we can have our conversation now.
All right. So before we continue, as we always do with the Chef Jew special.
What's up, y'all? This is Chef Jew. Looking for a great chef for your next catering party, private party, office party, etc. with Balkan Watering meals and desserts? Let Chef Jew Catering and Sweet Treats take care of it for you at an affordable price. Call me at 786-804-8096. Also, reach me at chefjewcatering@gmail.com. Direct message on Facebook and Instagram at Chef Jew's Catering. Chef Jew's Catering and Sweet Treats. Who with a passion, we do it all.
I like that beat.
Mm-hmm. I like that beat, boy.
Yeah. So now we have two undefeated teams. We have the Texans taking on the 2-0 Vikings. Mm-hmm. Oh man, this is a two years worst nightmare. CJ Stroud versus
This is the worst nightmare game here.
Uh-huh. Houston,
they're gonna be picking par. They're gonna be picking for rooting for a tie.
Houston is -135. Minnesota +115. Total scoring, total points. They project the scores 46 points. And with that being said. Go ahead, Crypto. You go ahead. You went last. You go ahead. Who you got?
I'm going to say Houston breaks the tie in this one.
Mm-hmm.
I would say they edge them out slightly. Minnesota gives them a run because the linebackers are flying all over the place. Mm-hmm. Stephon Diggs and Tank Dell, I'm saying, going to be the key people in this game that decided. Mm-hmm. Tank Dell has his breakout game. That's my prediction. I'm predicting Houston with Tank Dell breakout game to give them the edge.
Okay, I got you.
Even though Jefferson will keep it close by scoring six touchdowns.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And listen,
you know, I gotta go all in for my boy Jefferson. So he'll keep it close with six touchdowns.
All right, here we go. Now this is the game I'm gonna go against the grain. I'm gonna go to Minnesota Vikings. He shut down the Kyle Shanahan offense last time. I think he's gonna do it again this time.
He did do the actual thing. He get a chance to do it against D'Amico Ryans, right?
Yeah. So I'm gonna go with my boy.
I can easily pick Minnesota in this one too. Yeah, I see it very closely, tightly.
Yeah, I agree. It's not gonna be a runaway game.
Yeah, I can see Minnesota win. I picked them last week. Hell,
here's the best part about Minnesota winning. It's gonna be a kick in the nuts if they're struggling. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, they're struggling with the Vikings. Aaron Rodgers is struggling. guess what? The quarterback you drafted third overall, look what he's doing. He's 3-0. Dumb fucks.
Right. He's 3-0 quarterback he drafted. Yeah. I know.
That's what happens. That's what happens to a quarterback when they leave the Jets. They have success.
They have success. Yeah.
So true.
Yeah, he gets to go. What you call him? They leave him.
I was stunned when I even found that out. Oh, it's Sam Darnold. I'm like, what?
Oh, yeah.
I said, yeah, Mr. Darnold. I'm like, wait.
What was he? Was he? Was he first or second?
He was what?
He was with, I believe he was with the Panthers at one point. When he left the Jets.
Yeah, he got traded to the Panthers. Yeah, he got traded to the Panthers.
Yeah, he was.
Hell.
And then he didn't do well there.
Another team, I could say the same thing. They leave the Panthers. Both guys leave the Panthers and have success. Baker Mayfield and
Sam Darnold. Yeah.
And you know what? The Panthers have the second richest owner.
They need to change
behind
the
Broncos. Yeah. So that tells you right
just,
there.
They just need to change the scenery. That's all.
Yeah, exactly.
Got to make some changes.
Sweet Caroline ain't one of them.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking Bryce Young will get traded to the Dolphins. He take over and leads the Dolphins to a Super Bowl victory. How does that sound? I'm testing out some new talking points to the two of you.
I think you've been dipping into the wacky tobacky crypto.
Leave that hot dog water alone.
The hot dog water. I'm just testing out some new talking points. I'm trying to dust out the old.
I think he's
dusting out some new talking points, man. I'm trying to get started.
Don't ever make hot dogs with bone water again, all right?
No hot dog water. That's it.
He's making hot dogs with bone water again.
Oh, man. We're trying to bring him alone, man. We're trying to build the dynasty, man. We got to give Bryce Young a shot, man.
Gotcha. Wasn't a quarterback that said they wanted to come to the Dolphins? They wanted the Dolphins to draft him. I forgot who that was.
He said he wanted. Oh, that was Caleb Williams, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think he said he hinted at it. He said something about liking the Dolphins. I think it was Williams at the time. Yeah,
I don't think it was Williams.
I think it was him that said it during the pre-draft stuff.
Yeah, he was talking USC. About.
Yeah, he was at USC at the time.
Yeah, like, that was him.
He said, I'd like to be that. And then Tyreek started trolling him. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, here we go. But he did tell Brian Thomas Jr. he looked good in the Dolphin uniform.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
He's doing good in Jacksonville.
He's doing good, yeah, for Jacksonville. He's having a good game.
So who you got, Chef? Yeah. Vikings or
I was gonna go Texans.
Okay.
I was gonna go Texans because of the offense and defense. But this could be an upset. I could see Vikings if Sam Darnold continues to do what he's doing,
and then Vikings defense with Brian Flores controlling. Yeah.
That could be an upset right there. I could see it if Sam Darnold continues to do his thing.
You feeling queasy? Are you feeling queasy about this game?
Yeah, because of the fact that I know how the way the Vikings are playing, and I've been seeing their game.
Mm-hmm.
They've been doing well, just like the Texans. Texans team is a young. That's a young team, and they up and coming. They're like,
right?
Their quarterback, what's his name? Oh, I just had it in my head. Your Texans quarterback, Stroud.
Yeah,
he's really. People was expecting him to have a sophomore slump, but I don't see him having a slump. He's on his game.
Yeah.
He's doing well, but I have to go with the Vikings in this one because you know how Brian Flores is with young quarterbacks and stuff like that. You see what he did to Jared Goff in the Super Bowl and stuff. So he might have switched down.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So I'm going to go with Vikings in this one.
Vikings, all right.
Okay. He knows how to play, shut down high part offenses. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Ace. The first two games we didn't align on, but it seems like we're seeing eye to eye on the other games. Mm-hmm. All right. Let me see the other ones real quick. We have the 1-1 Packers taking on the 0-2 Titans.
Righty.
By the way, the Jets are leading right now 14-3. Second
quarter.
4 minutes remaining in the second
quarter. Yeah, before halftime. Yeah. Right before halftime.
Okay.
Oh, Packers. Aaron Rodgers with 135 yards and one touchdown.
That's not bad for a first half performance.
Yeah.
I wonder what his projected rating is going to be. It all depends on how many completions he got and his completion percentage. Because mostly touchdowns and yards is going to drive that rating up.
So
I don't know what Brissett is. Is he still playing? Is he starting?
Joe Cobra, so yeah, he's still playing. He's as a matter of fact, he's right now his stats are 6 of 8 for 24 yards. Woohoo! Damn.
Oh, so he's not doing
that. Righty.
He's
just throwing dump offs. Screens, yeah. 4 yards per completion. Damn.
Is she all right? All right, let's see the rest of that game. See who wins that. You already know who I pick, so.
So who you got, Chef Jew, with the Titans?
Packers and Titans.
I gotta go with Packers because I don't know.
Packers and Titans. Oh my!
I gotta go with Packers over Titans because ever since Vrabel left, I mean, they have not been the same. Ever since Derrick Henry left, they lost some weapons. The Titans have not been the same. Like they was because they from the game we played them from last year, it just went downhill with that team. They haven't been the same that we know how they are years ago. And right now, the Packers, yes, even though they lost Jordan Love, they still got the same system. They plug in a quarterback. The defense is they're decent. So I'm gonna go with Packers on this one.
Yeah.
I say Jacobs have a good game. He helps lead them to win. Christian Watkins with a touchdown. And Reed gets another one. They balance it out. I think the Packers win.
Yeah, me too. We're all on the same court. Listen, at the end of the day, I think Mike McFleur, he needs his respect. Look, he's a guy who got Aaron Rodgers 2 MVPs. He's making Jordan Love look good. I think he is what we hope Mike McDaniels could aspire to be.
Right now,
things could change. But as of what's today's date?
The 19th.
September 19th, 2024, we have the great value Mike McFleur. Sorry.
Yeah.
Right now,
we still got the $9.99 sticker on the back.
But think about it: if the Titans lose this game, they come back. They come to us Monday night.
Right. 0-3. Oh God! Yes. Yeah, we better not lose that game. Oh shit! I know. Mm. Right. We have to think about that.
We got a
wounded animal that we playing against on primetime again.
Oh, you just knew.
Yucks.
Oh, man, the NFL haters. Why the hell they keep putting Titans? Why they keep putting the Titans on primetime? Jesus Christ, man.
I don't know.
I guess they're right. They think they're a rising star, I guess. I
reckon.
No. They're going to the Super Bowl. All
right.
You gotta put the future Super Bowl champions on primetime. Give them much exposure.
And listen, I already know who I'm picking. We don't need to spend too much on this one.
We already know. The Browns can run away with this one. If they don't win at least about 40 points in this game, then there's a problem.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I'm gonna go back and change my boy differential and my pick 'em on the Yahoo. I think I picked the wrong team for the most points. I think I might pick the Browns this week for the most score points. Mm-hmm. I pick a high and a low, so I'm picking this game. The highest score points in this game and the lowest score points in this game would be one game.
By the way, they projected New York is plus 250, Cleveland is minus 300, and 39.5 is the total they're giving for the
game. And the Browns are going to probably score every bit at all 39.
So you got the Browns, right, Chef Juice? So we don't need to spend time
on
that.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. They got him scoring 39 total, but your Browns, you're right. They can Browns scoring all 39 of them. Mm-hmm.
All right. We have not wrong one. The Bears and the Colts.
That is kind of a tough one for me. I think I picked the Colts in this one. I think the Colts are at home. That's what made me pick them. I think I didn't pick them. Did I pick the Bears? I got to go check my what you call? Because this one was a tough one for me. I think I did pick the Colts in this one, Shay. I think I did pick the Colts in this one. I'm going to go Colts. I'm sure I picked the Colts in this one.
Yeah, they do have the home field advantage.
They are playing at home in this one, right?
Yeah.
I got Colts. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Bears
haven't showed up yet.
No, not yet.
No. And I mean, they are 1-2. So.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So. I would say the Bears in an upset, but I picked the Colts. I think I picked the Colts in this one. Subject to change before kickoff on Yahoo Pick'ems. They give you 5 minutes.
So who you got the Colts, right?
Yes.
Okay, and you know what? I'm gonna go with the Bears. I think. As much as I am Anthony Richardson-ear, you know, because
you're gonna go against your quarterback.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right.
You've been banished from Gainesville.
Yeah, I reckon so. But
you're no longer allowed on campus.
Dang.
Here we go. We got the 0-2 Panthers. By the way, that one, Chicago is given 110. Indy's given minus 130. Total points is 43.5. Yeah.
Okay.
We got
a tight spread. Okay.
We got the 0-2 Panthers taking on the 1-1 Raiders.
Do you say upset special?
Nope.
I don't think that's much of a special.
Are we looking at an upset special? We got a new quarterback. You never know. You know what happened when they go with new quarterbacks. I so want to pick the Panthers in this game. Why am I being picked?
They got the right
off. Oh, man. I want to pick them so bad. I know I'm going to get burnt. I'm picking the Raiders, but I'm getting burnt. I'm going to stay here live right now. This is the game that's going to burn me this week.
Yeah, you want an upset special here?
I want an upset special, but I'm not going to pick it. I'm chickening out. I'm going to go with the Raiders.
Okay. Hey, man, listen, Christian Wilkins, he could be grabbing a listen. By the way, the Red Rifle, Andy Dalton, is going to be the starting quarterback this week.
Yeah. Andy Dalton. That's the thing. That's another one.
Mm-hmm.
Andy Dalton, change of scenery, change of venue. You never know, man. He might go on the road. They might win that division.
I'm trying to figure out which Andy Dalton you're gonna get.
Exactly.
Well, the Panthers. It depends on which one.
It's gonna be the Red Rifle or the Red Water Pistol.
Or the Red Robin.
Baskin Robin. Don't.
It's gonna be
Mac and Robin.
It's gonna be the Red Robin.
Oh man. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna stick with Raiders. Even though we gotta play them, I'm gonna stick with them because I like I said, I don't
even gotta play them in 5 and 7 weeks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Something like that.
Mm-hmm. My bad, Chef. Who did you say you had? The Colts or the Bears?
The Colts.
Yeah, okay. He said the Colts.
Yeah. All right. Let's just see what the Bears can show up. I don't know because been watching them, they haven't been.
The Bears.
Yep, the Bears.
And that's and by the way, a lot of people don't know this, but that's Crypto's original hometown, Chicago. His time of town, Chicago.
Yeah, my kind of town.
Listen, you know your city made it when Frank Sinatra made a song about your town, your city.
No. My kind of town, Chicago. Hey, if you guys listening in the chat, just make sure take a look at the movie about the St. Valentine's Day Massacre.
Oh man, what's funny was apparently the Banyan was a part of the Irish mob, whatever. There was a doctor that came in. They thought he was Banyan, and that's when they made the assassination attempt because of mistaken. It turns out the Saint Master, the guy that they were going after, and the Saint Master was a case of mistaken identity. So they didn't get the target were going for.
Oh yeah, it was like a blanket. You know, thing. Just spray the place and hopefully you hit a target.
No, because they actually thought he was in the building, so that's why they raided the police officer. You know what I'm saying?
Because
they actually thought that the doctor who came, they said that doctor liked hanging around for some reason. He liked to hang around the mafia lifestyle or whatever. And and they thought it was him. And once they found out, but it didn't matter because a lot of Banyan's lieutenants and his higher ups were there. He lost a lot of key people in his organization, so that pretty much did him in anyway. So it didn't kill him, but it might as well have because he was kind of crippled on what he could do. Because again, he lost a lot of major players in his organization.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So he turned to, like they say, he turned into like petty crime and whatnot. Jeez. But
sure.
All right, let's get to the Cooking Folk game of the week. Listen, we game both got Cooking Folk, Cooking Folk. Chef, we already know. Speaking of Chef. By the way, I'm hoping to get you a Cooking Folk apron one time this year before you go. So, Chef Drew, so you could do some cooking.
Yes, sir.
How important is? Let me ask you. Here we go. Chef Drew is Cooking Folk. How important is the apron for you when you wear?
Super important. Super important. Because when I cook, I'm representing. It's me just representing and showing, respect to whoever's on that apron and things like that, because you supporting me and everything, and I take it valuable. It's very precious to me when someone gives me an apron. Wear with pride.
Yeah, you want white or black?
Give me black, because white get dirty too quick.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Yes, it does.
Okay,
I appreciate that, bro.
Everybody, my pleasure, man. Hey, listen, we got two wounded. We got two people with their backs against the wall. We got the 0-2 Ravens and the 1-1 Cowboys. Two guys that are desperate need of wins. I think going in this season, both organizations had high expectations, especially Cowboys always have high expectations, especially from the delusional fans, but. Even more so, I think they had high expectations, you know? Mm-hmm. But by the way, my bad. I'm tripping. We both agree that the Raiders are going to win this game, right? We don't need to spend too much time with this.
Right.
No. Okay. So okay. Good. But go ahead. Let's focus on this bad boy.
Go ahead, Crypto.
No, I'm going to go Ravens. They'll get their first win of the season. Mm-hmm. And for the Ravens as a team and Lamar as the continuing their stranglehold on his NFC opponents.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, he is good against the NFC. He is very good against the NFC.
Yeah, so this is the rescue game for Lamar. You know, he very seldom lose. Matter of fact, he only lost once in his whole career against that conference. But yeah, I think he continues it. They finally get their first win. After collapsing yet again, a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter.
I don't know, man. I'm saying I want to say Cowboys, but after what y'all put that performance on last week, I don't know, man.
Both of them had some heartbreaking losses. What the Saints is.
Shoot, the Saints one was more heartbreaking. Look how many points they put up on. Jeez. Shoot, that's something they had the whole stadium. I gotta go. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna just pick a Ravens because I like the fact that how Lamar will have a comeback. His record against the NFC is, and I know how the Ravens defense is as well too. So they're gonna find a way to get this gel together because I just don't like the OC, what they're trying to do with Lamar, and that's not Lamar playing style. Let that man play to this man's strength. This man runs the ball, he will extend the plays, let him do his thing. Stop trying to make him be what he's not. Let him do his things. And also with the Ravens, his receivers, have y'all noticed they really haven't helped him out with his receivers? The only one he got is Flowers and his tight end. Mm-hmm. And they have not given him any help since then. You gave a new contract, but what about his receivers? Because y'all let Hollywood Brown go, and what he went to? He went to the Cardinals. Y'all let a lot of players go, so I'm gonna go with Ravens because I feel like Lamar's gonna make it work, and he's gonna continue to keep torching the NFC until they figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And then that definitely got to show up because you just got a new deal too. You definitely got to show up.
So who you got in the end? Cowboys?
I got Ravens. I'm gonna go with Ravens.
Okay. You know, I think if it was at Baltimore, I would go with Ravens, but I'm gonna go in the Cowboys. Upset special. Remember that's
the big upset.
Yeah.
That's alrighty. That will be monumental.
I mean, remember the Cowboys, what's their knock? They can't win away games. So you know what I mean?
Yeah, I guess I thought they was at home last time.
They can't win home games either, but they mostly can't win. But I think their home field advantage. I think it's gonna be tough. There's very few teams that make the playoffs starting off at 0-3. It's not impossible, but it's definitely difficult.
Yeah.
So
I think the Patriots and the Steelers, the last two teams, to start out 0-2 after going to a conference title and come back and make it.
Mm.
Yeah, Ravens we'll and Patriots.
And at the end of the day, let's say
it's like the Bengals.
At the end of the day, look, I don't think if let's say for instance they was to go 0-3, whatever, you think that John Harbaugh will be on the hot seat?
No. I don't think that would be enough. Depends on how badly, you know, circumstance is.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's still safe.
I mean, he's accomplished a lot for that organization, you know?
Right. I think he bought himself a year or two of great spirit for them to start thinking about replacing him. But now they're trying to get a championship, a Harbaugh championship, like they did Harbaugh versus Harbaugh in the Super Bowl. They want that rematch. But it can't happen in the Super Bowl. It's going to have to happen in a championship. They can't get the Super Bowl rematch.
Yeah, no. Hey, you're right.
That's facts.
AFC Championship. There you go.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's gonna. Yeah. I feel that's gonna break records again. That happens. Yeah. It's gonna break records.
Mm-hmm. That would be.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
The next on the docket would be the 1-1 Cardinals versus the 1-1 the Lions versus the 1-1 Cardinals. And what's crazy is a lot of Dolphin fans, including myself, when they saw this on our schedule, we had the dub. But now it's not looking so much like an easy dub, does it?
No, it doesn't. It's not looking so easy.
Not anymore, does it?
Not the way they play football. You can't just say, "Oh, that's a let's ink that one in." I think the ink is dried, and now we're starting to use white out on that game. Yeah. We use the white out. What's what we evaluated?
Mm-hmm. Oh man.
Oh man, that's a good one. I think that's my upset special. I think I picked the Cardinals in this one. I think that is my upset special of the week. I think I picked the Cardinals. I'll let you know. In this one, I think I did. I went with the Cardinals on my Yahoo Fantasy. This was my upset special of the week.
So you got the Cardinals?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And hey, listen, man. Yeah. Remember, you got them to win the division. You picked them to win the division. So.
Yeah. Right. So we got to keep that going, right?
Mm-hmm.
They got to keep up with my bold predictions, right, or something like that.
Yeah. That was so funny, man. so it was me, Tony, and. Me, Tony, and Tunk.
Lewis, right? Lewis is
No. He came up later. Yeah, no. Actually, he came up when I said, "Hey, so what order do you have the And when you said the order that you had, that you said the division, Lewis clicked that link.
Yeah, he clicked the link.
Like I had to address this dumbass shit. That shit was funny as hell. You made him.
Let me take that. That was one of the dumbest shits that Lewis ever heard. I take that. Yeah, pretty much. That's on the list.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out what's the ranking because there's been a lot of dumb shits that Lewis ever heard before. I'm just trying to figure out what was the ranking on that one. I'm trying to get a number, you know?
Yeah.
My first, second, or 29th.
Well, according to him, he was on Spaces today, hosting a space. According to him, apparently, the rank, the pecking order of stupid shit. It's Terrence and then Fred.
Oh, okay.
And then Fred. Maybe True Talk and Pete.
Pete coming in at the tail end, huh? Damn.
Yeah. I'm sure that is. So.
Oh shit.
All right.
Oh man. Oh.
We got. I got. Let me see. I got the. I got the cards.
As the cards. All righty, yeah. The cards. Cardinals will give them another home victory. They keep the home winning streak alive.
I want to say, because I thought I seen the Cardinals and Bills game. I mean, the Cardinals was leading that game, and then out of the blue, they end up losing that game. And then the last game,
they should be 2-0. Yeah.
True. The Lions.
Sleep my boy Dan Campbell.
Because if they can find a way to contain Kyler Murray, they have a shot. I'm gonna go with my Lions. I'm gonna go with Lions.
Your Lions? Are you and Grumpy Lion fans? I'm just playing.
No, right. No, I've supported because I've liked seeing teams. I supported both of them when they was like the franchises that many people would beat up and everything. And I'd be like, dog, when y'all gonna ever get a break? And then when I remember seeing the Cardinals make it to the Super Bowl with Kurt Warner and Larry Fitzgerald and Bolden and stuff like that, that made me happy. Then seeing the Lions now with Dan Campbell taking over and seeing the success they had. Mm-hmm. And many people, and I'm liking the fact that they're finally winning everything. And Jared Goff is finally getting comfortable in the offense. They got like a defense. And they're building things the right way. I'm going to go with Lions in this one.
Okay. Mm. All right. We have an AFC West showdown with the 1-1 49ers taking on the 0-2 Rams.
Ever since A-Rod left, no, not A-Rod, I meant to say Aaron Donald.
Hey, listen, they drafted a bunch of FSU players. What do you expect?
Yeah, exactly.
No, man.
I gotta go with Niners. I'm going Niners with this one.
Okay.
Yeah. You know they own McVay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they do. Especially in the regular season, probably not in the playoffs, but yeah, they do.
I think they're like 1-1. They're like 1-1.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So,
because Christian McCaffrey is out, but he still got a good running game. Brock Purdy's still doing his thing. They still, to me, they got a solid defense.
And listen, and who knows? I think they're in the running for the Cam Ward lottery.
Who Rams?
No. I got a good slogan, and you know I hate the Canes, but I got a good slogan. I got to respect the player. No win for Ward.
Yeah.
No win for Ward.
No win for Ward.
Yeah. Because he is coming on the decline to Matthew Stafford. I mean, you already did your thing. You got a Super Bowl ring. Yeah. They need to start getting a new direction and start getting young and stuff like that. So
yeah.
They may be tanking for him, you know. And he's been balling ever since he came to the Canes and stuff like that. So, and then we got another test this week anyway. So, let's just see what that's going to be like. I got to go with 49ers because I feel like they still own that division and I haven't seen anybody took over in a while. Well, the Rams did when they went to Super Bowl that year. But other than that, 49ers has been taking over that division.
Okay.
Yeah.
There we go. And today we have the Fanatics game of the week.
New seasons, new gear. Show the world what it means to be a fan in 100% authentic gear. Fanatics, officially licensed everything.
That's our main man color. Fanatics game of the week.
Fanatics
is the 2-0 Chefs versus the 1-1 9-11-1. Holy crap! The 1-1.
My lord.
Shay,
he's forecasting a season for the Falcons to be.
The Falcons get only one loss in here.
Yeah, 11-1. Man. Yeah, Kyle Pitts. You know they got Kyle Pitts.
That would be crazy. They was 11-1. They start out 11-1. Oh my.
They played, but yeah, 1-1 Chiefs versus the 1-1 Falcons.
I mean, like this, what Kirk Cousins is doing? Dang, he's gonna be 11-1 already. Jeez.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, it's gonna be a good game. This one's gonna be a good game.
It's gonna be a good one.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, they will do it. I say the Chiefs are definitely going to pull it out and go. Say 2-0.
3-0. Yeah.
Going to 3-0 with the they're going to go 3-0 because they have to keep up with those Chargers that's charging behind them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
There's gonna be a lot of pressure week by week between them two teams.
Yeah.
That's gonna be true. Them two teams keep it up. They're gonna be for the AFC West.
Chiefs.
Yeah, I got the Chiefs because this
Chiefs. Yeah. I think Spagnuolo, they ain't gonna collapse on the final drive of the game. They got a chance to put away.
Right. I want him to defend the quarter. I can't see it.
All right, Jaguars versus the Bills. Jaguars have been owning the Bills for the last few days, but I don't think this is gonna be the same case. I think they're not in London anymore. I think they're going to go to Buffalo this time, and I think Buffalo is going to manhandle them. The better Josh Allen is going to lose, and that's, you know, Jacksonville Jaguars got the better Josh Allen.
Right, the better Josh Allen loses that. Right, exactly. Mm-hmm. He gave himself a mellow name, Shake. He don't even want to be associated with the name. No, he said I'm going to add another name too, but so they can, you know.
Yeah.
He added some letters to it, and I'm like, man, is that serious?
Yeah, I don't want to be associated with trash. I don't blame him.
Yep.
But yeah, I'm going to have to go with the – I'm going with the garbage anyway, so.
With the garbage. The garbage matchup, you're taking garbage. Got it.
I'm taking – yeah, it's garbage. It's garbage versus trash. I'm taking the trash.
I'm taking the
Jags and I went for the upset on the road. I think the Bills get their revenge. They get their revenge. They beat them by 10 to 13 points.
I chose the Bills
28 to. Damn, what was my score? Because that was my score pick. I need to change that. I got to go change my whole Yahoo thing. Because I picked them to pick the score.
Yeah.
I picked 28 to 16 as my final for that game. Yeah. They told me to pick the score. But I think the Bills win that one because they're home. They get revenge from the London matchup. They'll get the revenge.
And finally, we have two more games. We have two
Monday
more
night games game, before. Right?
Yeah.
No, Monday night. One Monday night game.
There's two. It's a doubleheader tonight. Doubleheader. Two Monday night.
Cincinnati games. Plan. Yeah.
And it's the Washington Communist versus the Bengals,
Commodores.
Commodores. She's a brick.
Right.
House. Mighty. You know, hang. Yeah. All right. Chef Drew, who you got? Yeah. The Commodores or the Bengals?
What has happened to the Bengals?
Man. Well, they always start off like this.
They always do start off like this. Yeah. This is the week when they normally put it all together.
Yeah, I think. This is gonna get the.
Because they feel like the Pittsburgh Steelers are getting too far away from them. The Ravens ain't got off the ground. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's true.
So, they gotta keep up. Got to put a win on the board.
No, I can't see them going 0-3. I can't see them going 0-3. And I don't know, Burrow, not like that. I see them getting this win. against the Commanders.
Yeah.
You know, Commanders are an up and coming team, but they're not there yet.
They are.
They need to get more, got more experience than the Commanders. So Joe Burrow gotta come with his A game. You know that Chase ain't gonna let that happen. So they're gonna ball out this game. I see Bengals.
The Bengals, I got the Bengals too.
Yeah, I'd say the same thing. So I think they're going to do it. We are unanimous on Bengals. I think the Bengals get them, they edge them out. It's not going to be easy. Commanders going to give them a run because that quarterback is actually playing efficient. Jalen Daniels is actually playing it. Quietly is having himself a good rookie campaign. So I think he makes it close. I think the Bengals kick a field goal at the end to win the game.
And here we go. Ben's tailgate game of the week.
Get ready to dive into a new role of online shopping with the Finn's Tailgate. Whether you're a diehard sports fan or just looking for the latest fashion trends, we've got you covered. With a wide variety of products from your favorite sports teams to stylish accessories and home decor, we're your one-stop shop for all things tailgate. Our easy-to-use website and hassle-free checkout process make shopping with us a breeze. Plus, with frequent sales and discounts, you won't want to shop anywhere else. So come on in and join the party at the Finn's Tailgate, your new go-to destination for all things tailgate.
So last Thursday.
Alrighty.
Last Thursday, I ordered, a shirt from the Finn's Tailgate. I also, being that, whenever I order a shirt, I buy these things, Shake Money stickers, so I could put them. I have a couple of cups that I put these on. I kind of personalize my things with my own logo, you know. But anyway, I ordered. I'll bring you when I see you at the tailgate. I'll give you a couple of Shake Money stickers. You know what I'm saying? If you,
yeah, them, no, I got you. I appreciate that. I gotta get my stickers out there too.
Chef Drew.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I got my shirt. I ordered it Thursday. I got it yesterday. It's the.
There we go.
I got it Tuesday, I believe.
Grand Theft Auto TFTG style.
Yeah.
That's the Grand Theft Auto TFTG style. There we go.
Yeah.
We're on the map.
How much for that shake?
It's only depending what size. I got a 2X, so it's like $20. But if you notice,
just like in the game,
you're in the picture right here. That's you right there, Chef Q.
Oh man, I definitely gotta get my shirt.
Hey, if you're gonna are you going to the Doll Freaky watch party?
This Saturday, right?
Yeah.
I mean Sunday.
Sunday,
yeah. I'm gonna be there.
I'm gonna be there too. I'm gonna be sporting this shirt.
There you go.
So you can see it. And check this out. We have a new shirt straight out of Concussion. So go on the link below and click and get yourself one. And with that being said, obviously we know the best game is the 2-0 versus Dolphins versus the 2-0 Seahawks. Listen,
Shake, you didn't tell them about the scene in the on the shirt and the scene on the in the video game. They got scenes of people making it out in the club, so they got to have you on the shirt making it out in the club.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, we got the 2-0 Dolphins. Listen, I don't care what the fake news media says. We won that Bills game against the. The 1-1 Dolphins. Fine, 1-1 Dolphins. I'm not gonna live my delusion anymore. I just wanted to say the 2-0, but we already know that's not the case. Anyway.
Right. What's Grumpy at?
Mm-hmm. So So the 1-1 Dolphins taking on the 2-0 Seahawks.
What a game. We're playing against a team.
Skylar Thompson.
Earlier this season. This
Skynet has been activated. Skynet has been activated.
This is our chance to be, to do what we did in Dallas, beat a winning team.
Yeah.
This is it. Let me channel my inner Larry L. Shout out to Larry L. He's retired from the business now. He said that the Dolphins were going to lose to the Bills as Skylar is the starter, 42-7. So I'm going to say the Dolphins with Skylar loses 59-3.
Damn.
I'm so trying out to him.
You got the Seahawks?
Now I figured I wanted to channel Larry L. I was picking on the behalf of Larry L. Well, because he had no faith. He had no faith in the Dolphins that weekend. So I figure I pay homage to him by picking the sport
I'm gonna do my Larry L too. Hit the like button, you morons.
Hit the like button, you morons. I know. Larry L, boy, he beat you up for that Larry L, man. Larry L definitely beat you up for that like button.
Yeah. Hit the like button, you schmucks.
You schmucks. Hit that like button, you morons. Even we're gonna lose 59-3, and that's in the name of Larry L. I'm like, Larry, what are you thinking? How are we gonna lose by that score? Only one game.
You moron.
Keep the change, you filthy animal.
Yeah.
Oh man. Skylar gets his win, man. So Skylar would be okay. He wins this one. He will win his second regular season game because he only started. The last start was a playoff game. So this will be him getting his first regular season start in 2 years. So yeah. So Skylar's got some chance too. Right. So that was because that was the last game of the season. So you know that was it, right? So that was his. That was his last win, right? So his last win. So I wanted to say he's on a regular season winning streak.
A regular.
What, you silly wabbit. He's on a regular season winning streak. I'm going to pick Skylar to keep his winning streak alive and we eke out the Seahawks.
He's going to get his regular swinging streak.
Because he's going to go into the Monday night. We're going to be on the cloud nine. And all the Skylineers are going to get to jump for joy. Before it all crumbles down on Monday night. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, Pete says Skylar Thompson is going to have over 300 yards passing. So,
yeah, they're going to be on a high. We're going to give them a high this weekend, Shake. And then it's going to all come crashing down on Monday night.
Like my man
Peter Lucci going to crash said, in prime time.
Like my man Lucci said, picking against the Dolphins is against my religion. So I'm picking Miami.
Right. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say Dolphins 11, Seahawks 9. We went on a game-winning safety by none other than Jalen Phillips, since everybody had him in the news.
Miami's going to win 5-3.
Damn.
So you want a Cam Wake moment from the game that year.
Right.
Hey, listen.
I want that moment. That's the moment we're looking for.
Listen, Miami's going to win
game-winning safety.
Miami's going to – not only is Jalen Phillips going to get the game-winning safety, but he's going to make the game-winning field goal because he's going to prove that he's not soft. So there you go.
Man. That's the – man, can you imagine we repeat exactly what Cam Wake did and it's Jalen Phillips? After all the news that came out, and he be the one. That was a Halloween game. We was in our Halloween uniforms, our orange uniforms.
That was my first first or second year as a season ticket holder. I was there. I remember that game.
Yeah.
I remember
that was the orange uniform.
Touchdown. Yep. Yeah. We should have scored. I think it was that game. We should have. Brent Grimes was supposed to score a touchdown, but he ended up dropping the ball before he even got to the end zone. And then somebody had ran it back again. The Bengals player ran it back. Like, what the heck? And that's when Andy Dalton. Yep, there it is. Andy Dalton got second on the game winning drive. Cam Wake. I remember that game.
Mm-hmm. It's weird because Andy Dalton was in that game. He'd been in the league that long that Andy Dalton was a part of that game. And he's starting this weekend. That's crazy. He's the new quarterback this weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And he was a part of that. He was a part of that game.
Yep. And he's been that long? Man, I know. Dang, what is Cam Wake doing? I need to find out, man.
Can't wait. When did he retire? Can't wait. Retired like two years after that, right? Did he?
Did he retired?
I think so. Yeah. I don't know if it's official or not. That will be Miss Fins be able to tell us the official retirement, whether the paperwork was filed or not. She's good on that. It's not official. It's not official. He didn't put in his paperwork. Like what?
Because the last team he played for was the Titans with Tannehill. That's the last time I remember he was in the league. That's the last team and the last time I remember him playing in the NFL. And then I think he did get hurt again, and that was it. I haven't heard from him since. I haven't heard him retire and stuff like that.
Exactly.
Because he does deserve a place in the Dolphins honor roll. He does deserve a place in that.
Yeah.
He has done a lot for this organization. It just sucks he didn't get his 100-yard, his 100-sack with the team. He got it when he went to Tennessee. I remember.
Yeah.
Y'all picked already, right?
Oh, big time. What'd you say?
Y'all picked already, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, everybody got the Dolphins.
You know me. I'm gonna pick my Dolphins. I feel like we have a good team. It's being the game plan and them being coached up well enough, being well prepared, because we wasn't prepared last game, as you see the results and everything of it. A-10 is playing. I heard Mostert is supposed to be playing this game. I don't want them to mess up what A-10 is doing. Let Mostert get him back in slowly and stuff like that. I mean, I like the fact that Wright played last game. I feel like they could have, did more with him and stuff like that. Skyler don't need to do too much this game. Just let him.
He shouldn't have to.
Just let him do what.
Defensive approach.
Mm-hmm. Let the defense win you this game. All you gotta do is maintain the score. Just keep Seattle's offense off the field. Because I already know the history with Geno against the Dolphins, and when he was with the Jets, I don't want to go down memory lane. I remember when we played against him and stuff. So we have beaten him. We just got to contain him, keep him from scrambling, because he is a scrambler too. When he see the pocket break down, he will run. I feel like the defense is going to keep us in this game. Offense, all we got to do is do what Coach Harbaugh is doing with Herbert. Let your running game keep doing this thing, and then you go ahead and just all you need to do is just manage the game. That's it. That's all you got to do. You don't need to be doing all this, doing too much. Just manage the game, and we good from there. And offensive line, if it breaks down, run, slide. Do not leave with your head. Mm-hmm. Just slide, and that's it. And Coach McDaniel just have to call it a great game plan. He has to make his second half adjustments. He has to make adjustments because he didn't do the last game, because we just like Miss Finn said the other day, shout out to Miss Finn. Well, he was like, he was a lame duck. He was being another Adam Gates. He was being Coach Gilbert. You didn't know what you were supposed to do. And then when you listen to your press conference, you like, you still don't know what you're supposed to do.
I know what he was going to do. He was going to cry.
Exactly. Because you get your butt handed to you too much. And you're being too cute. And that's another thing that is causing us some games. You're being too cute. Play your style of football. Be the Coach McDaniels we know that you are. either head coach that we've seen you have done the first two seasons and keep continue doing that. Stop being cute. Stop always evolving Tyreek and Waddle. You got other receivers. I understand that you may not get separation. Mm-hmm. If you have to dunk it down to right or dunk it down to A-Chan, you see what A-Chan did. You get him the ball. He rushed and got more yards. He caught the ball, extended plays. Stick to what's working. You stick to that, we have a chance to win this game. And I feel like we can win this game. I'm picking my Dolphins to win this game. This is going to be Seattle, the 12th man. It's not easy up there. They are loud and rowdy. I remember the times when I remember that game we should have won with Kenny Stills against went after Russell, and Russell, his ankle was hurting and stuff, and we could have won that game. I remember that the last time we was up there, but the last time we was up there, and Tannehill was the quarterback, and they had Russell Wilson. And
that's crazy how long ago that was. That was 8 years ago since we've been up there. Wow.
Oh, man. He threw a ball to King Stills. I can't believe he was wide open. You dropped it. I missed it. I'll never forget that game.
Yeah, so memorable,
wide open, and you dropped the ball. I'll never forget that game. And I think that we would have finally beat Russell Wilson around that time. So, but like I said, if he sticks to his game plan, let's got to play to cut.
Should have been like a 5-point game or something like that?
Yeah. Yeah, it was a low score. It was a close score game. All we needed was a touchdown, and we would have won that game. Yep. But Kenny dropped the ball. I remember that game. And we just get – that's all we got to do. We ain't got to do too much. Just manage the game. Do what you're supposed to do. Let the running game take over. Mix it up. Do to jet sweeps was working. That's another thing. I'm going to go back to the Bills for just one moment. They couldn't stop us on those jet sweeps. And I remember – what's his name? He's a Bills fan. Was it Mark?
Mm-hmm.
Mark. I forgot his last name. Mark.
The little miserable one? The little miserable guy or the troll?
Yes. No, the Mark. Not Mark K. Not him. The other
one. Okay, the miserable guy.
Yeah,
the guy
Mark. Michael K.
Yeah. The little miserable guy.
I haven't heard him in a while. I haven't seen him in a while.
Well, Mark.
He normally comes up on the shows. Oh, he's all right, man.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
He's all right. He used to say...
But he can stay where he's at, though.
I remember him saying, here's one thing I remember him saying. I did clip it. I don't know where I put it at. He did say, you want to beat the Bills? Do jet sweeps. Because they can't, they're not good against jet sweeps. He was right about that. And we did do that against the Bills, and we was using jet sweeps. And after that, we just stopped doing it. And then they figured out what we was doing. They just stopped it. And for the record, we can beat Buffalo. I wish people stopped saying, Buffalo owns you. I said, bro, they can't be beaten. You just got to keep. You know, we just got to be better. And I feel like Coach can beat Buffalo. He just got to play a better, come up with a better game plan than what he's been doing.
Game plan is outdated.
Exactly. You have to be better than we got to outsmart them. You got to outsmart them because the defense was keeping us in the game, even though they wasn't getting Josh Allen as much, but they were still trying to keep us in the game. And if you keep doing 3-and-outs, you're going to tie your defense out. And then what can they do? If you keep doing too many 3-and-outs and tiring them out, and then now you wonder why they scored again because you're tying your defense out. Got to keep their offense off the field. And we'll be just straight. Just Skyler, Coach McDaniel, y'all just, like I said, play a manageable game that we can win. Mm-hmm. And keep Geno in the office off the field. Don't let him do too much. I forgot about him. Ramsey got to play a great game against DK Metcalf. You can't let that dude, if he gets beat, he's DK going to have a field day with him all day. If the defense don't contain him. I just thought about it, too. You got to shut him down. You got to do what you can because he's a big boy. He's big and physical. So you can't be playing no cupcake. You can't be a cupcake playing against him. He will eat you up and mess you up. So let's just see what they do in this game.
So, All right, so we all unanimous that the Dolphins are going to win, right? Except for except for Larry. Larry, according to Larry, we're going to lose 78-3. So,
Jeez, you said 78?
Yeah.
No, you just broke the record for most points in the season in the game.
And like Jeez. Larry L will say, hit the buttons, like buttons, you fools.
Hit the like buttons. You filthy animals.
So, anyway, any final thoughts, man? And like I said, I'll see you in Fort Myers Sunday.
Yeah,
Chef, are you going out to the watch party?
Yeah, I'm going to go to my very first watch party.
I've been a few of them. I've been to a few of them. So
yeah.
I'll get you a table. We'll hang out together.
Yeah, man. She's been getting on my case and been telling me to come to watch parties, but I've been having stuff going on, so I finally have an opportunity to go to the watch party, go celebrate with everybody, enjoy without baking this time, just get to enjoy the game and everything and just laugh and joke with everybody.
Yeah, and stuff like that.
Because I need to hit you up. I like those stickers you got. I gotta hit you up, Shake, and get me stickers with that logo I got.
Talk to El Capitan. He can make that happen for you.
Okay.
El Capitan.
If you send me his number, I think I've got it on my other phone.
Well, if you don't have it, just let me know. Text me tomorrow morning if you don't have it, because I'm gonna send you cryptos after we done finish this up. I'm sending cryptos as well. So, any final thoughts before we wrap this up, man, guys?
No final thoughts. Shake, thank you for having me on here. I'm glad I'm gonna do my best to come on more on the shows and everything. Let's just go ahead and get this win. Let's just go and play a great game plan. Shout out to the Canes. Shout out to I'm still for a Gators fan. I'm still a Gators fan. Let's see what they do this weekend. FSU, screw you.
We could agree on that, right, Crypto?
I'm gonna say what Nene said. What she said? She said Foot State University. That's what she calls FSU. That's what they call them. Foot State University.
Oh, Foot Stank.
Yeah, she said
Foot. Oh, that's State. The Gators, huh? FSU. I thought you were talking about the Gators.
Yeah.
No, Canes is FSU. Canes is a crotch smell university.
Hey.
University of Mildew.
That's bad.
No, it's Febreze. It's the Miami Febreze.
Yeah, Febreze. Febreze. The liver and onions smell.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my!
I used to kind of eat that. My auntie made it good, but for some reason I don't know. Why I don't like liver.
Chop, you don't like beef liver?
I don't know why, because I think because
my mother got beef liver. Yeah,
I think because I had it as a kid, and when we eat it, it was like to me the way it tastes like chalk, like I was eating chalky meat for some reason, like it was chalky. I don't know, it's the texture or whatnot, but it just I haven't eaten. I don't know when the last time I ate it since I was a kid. I haven't eaten. I was just liver like, onions? I don't want to eat no liver. Yeah, I was like, I'm gonna eat this. It's like gummy chew or something with it.
Liver and onions.
Like, I mean, dried meat or something, like dried up liver or something with it. But I would eat it now because I know how to prepare it and how to make it. So I would eat it now. And they said it's good for you, though.
Yeah. Liver is good for you.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so is whiskey. I appreciate y'all can have you, Chef Ju.
It is.
I appreciate you, Chef Ju. I feel blessed. Again, I hope to see you Sunday. We'll get this dub. One thing I like about the watch parties is the fights after every touchdowns, they play the fight song. That's another Miami Dolphins first down. You high five people. Okay. It's almost kind of like being at a game.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? The atmosphere. Right. And the food is good too. So.
Okay.
So.
Shake is gonna be doing the swan dive off that bridge. No, the annual swan dive.
Yeah, they don't have any. Luckily, they don't have any bridges for me to swine dive off of.
They're still fixing that. They're still fixing the bridge over there.
Where's that?
Wasn't there something bridge that messed up or like going towards 4 miles or something like that because of the hurricane?
No, this was at a bridge at the at the mud bash, but that was like a couple of years ago.
The mud bash, okay. Yeah.
So with anybody,
Jake impressed everybody with the swan dive. He's doing the annual swan dive. Shake money.
Oh,
back.
Gosh.
And the annual kiss my ass dive.
Oh, man.
I saw how rickety that bridge was that I was sitting on. I'm like, I couldn't see the bottom of the damn water. I'm like, hell no. Ain't no, I don't know what the hell was down there.
That was a funny moment, boy. I tell you, boy. I was funny. I was like, man, Shake, what's going on, man? Let's go ahead, die, man. That was real funny.
Hey, man, listen,
boy.
People got more balls than me because I wasn't about to dive in that shit. I didn't know what the fuck was underneath that water.
You couldn't see the bottom of the hell. Kind of hell, I don't know what the hell's in that. Jake was like, I don't know what the hell's in that.
Hell no.
You're gonna see.
If it was a little bit more clearer, like, okay, now I know what I'm jumping into.
But at the end of the day, listen, I enjoyed that because that was the first dolphin event that me and my wife went to. So.
Heard that.
Oh, it was okay.
Yeah. So my wife was there. My brother was there. And my niece was there. We had fun. So
that's what's up. Looking forward to Sunday.
Yeah, me too. Doll Freaky, she knows how to throw parties. So,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So, with that being said, man, I appreciate y'all. Fins up.
You can do your final thought.
Yeah.
No, you good. Yeah, you know, okay. Let's go out and get this win. You know, that's pretty much my whole spiel.
He's a Utah Jazz fan. Said. They don't have
the Cubs are still America's team. The Jazz is the greatest franchise in basketball history. And
because
y'all got my boy D Wade. Y'all got my boy D Wade, a part owner.
Yeah, you got D Wade in the house. Yep, that's it. Mm-hmm. That's what's up.
So, hands up, everybody. Oh, look, Chef Drew. Remember, you asking about my cat?
Yeah,
there she is. She's making an appearance.
She said, I gotta make a special appearance for you. There she go, a traditional walk across the street.
Yeah, showing her asshole. I don't want her to see that.
She got to pose for the camera.
All right,
pose for the camera.